Hare Krishna, Sunday Love Feast Lecture on the topic Are We Really Surrendered? Given in Dwarka Temple on 28th February 2016 by myself, Prashant Mukund Das.
Ebar Karuna Karo Vaishnava Gosai Ebar Vaishnava Gosai Patita Pavana Tuma Bina Kehana Patita Pavana Tuma Bina Kehana Patita Pavana Tuma बिना के हाना ए बार करुणा करो वैष्णव गोसाए यहर निकट गेले पाप दूरे जाया यहर निकट गेले पाप दूरे यहर निकट गेले पाप दूरे जाए यहारानी का जा गेले पाप दूरे ए मन दयाला प्रभु के बको था पाया ए मन दयाला प्रभु के बगोता गंगार परस हैले पश्चात पावन गंगार परस हैले गंगार परस हैले पश्चात पावन दर्शन पवित्र कर तुमार गो न दर्शन पवित्र दर्शन पवित्र कर तुमार गो न हरिताने अपराधे तारे हरि नाम
सॉरी फॉर हियर
हरिताने अपराधे तारे हरि नाम तोम स्थान अपराधे नाही परित्राण तोम स्थान अपराधे नाही परित्राण तोमारा हृदय सदा गोविंद विश्राम तुम्हारा हृदय सदा गोविंद विश्राम गोविंद का हे नाम वैष्णव पराना गोविंद का हे नाम वैष्णव पराना प्रति जन्म करी आशा चरणे रधूले प्रति जन्म करी आशा चरणे रधूले नरोत्तम करो दया अपना र बोले नरोत्तम करो दया अपना र एबार करो ना करो वैष्णव गोसाई एबार करो ना करो वैष्णव गोसाई पतिता पावना तुमा बिना कहे नाहि पतित पावन तुमा बिना कहे नाहि एबार करो ना करो वैष्णव गोसाई एबार करो ना करो हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
जिनके पास दो हाथ हैं दोनों हाथों से ताली बजाते हुए भगवान का कीर्तन करिए
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय वैष्णव ठाकुर वैष्णव ठाकुर वैष्णव ठाकुर जय वैष्णव ठाकुर जय वैष्णव ठाकुर वैष्णव ठाकुर वैष्णव ठाकुर जय वैष्णव ठाकुर जय वैष्णव ठाकुर वैष्णव ठाकुर वैष्णव ठाकुर जय वैष्णव ठाकुर जय वैष्णव ठाकुर वैष्णव ठाकुर वैष्णव ठाकुर जय वैष्णव ठाकुर जय भक्ति सिद्धांत जय भक्ति सिद्धांत भक्ति सिद्धांत स्वामी प्रभु पदा जय भक्ति सिद्धांत जय भक्ति सिद्धांत भक्ति सिद्धांत स्वामी प्रभु पदा जय भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी भक्ति वेदांत भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभु पदा जय भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी भक्ति वेदांत भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी भक्ति जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद प्रभुपा जय जय प्रभुपा जय जय प्रभुपा 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 प्रभु
नीताय गौरा हरि
बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि
नीताय गौरा हरि
बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नीताय गौरा हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नीताय गौरा हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
So thank you all of you for singing with us this wonderful kirtan Thank you, Prabhuji, and thank you for the supporting team, all the devotees. Thank you for supporting. So this bhajan, Ei Bar Karuna Karo Vaishnava Gosai. So Narottam Das Thakur is praying to the Vaishnava that please be merciful on me. Patita Pavan Toma Bina Kahanai. You are only the savior of all the fallen souls. So Narottam Das Thakur thinking himself as a fallen soul. So, but we think ourselves as the best. So today, that's why we have decided to discuss something about surrendering to the Vaishnavas. So today is a very beautiful day, appearance day of whom? Whose appearance day? Whose birthday is today? Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Swami Prabhupada. So on 6th February, 1874. In 1874, Bhakti Siddhant Maharaj was born in Jagannath Puri. So his father name was Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Bhakti Vinod Thakur was a very learned man, very scholarly man, and he was deputy magistrate at that time of Britishers in 1874. Can you think of? So Vaishnavas are learned in professional field also and they are learned in spiritual field also. So it is not about that those who are coming here, we are training you people or teaching you people for leaving this world and becoming Hari Bol. So we are not preaching that. We are preaching you people that while surviving, while doing your professional life, you can add on Krishna with you. You can add Krishna in your life. So for adding Krishna, we need to know the philosophy. Then only we can have the beautiful darshan of the deities. When philosophy goes in our ears, then only Krishna comes into our eyes. If we don't hear properly, it will never come into our life. Krishna will never appear. So by the mercy of these Vaishnavas, today is the birthday ceremony or the appearance day of Bhakti Siddhant Maharaj. He was one among the 13 children of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He is the topmost person in our parampara, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And he was deputy magistrate at that time. And Britishers were so happy by the services of Bhakti Vinod Thakur that one day Bhakti Vinod Thakur thought that I should not serve the Britishers now. It's already so many days have gone. Now I should not serve these Britishers. So he took one pen and paper and write the resignation. I am resigning from my services of deputy magistrate. And the Britishers were astonished to see the resignation of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And they thought that what is the difficulty you are facing and why are you resigning from the services of government? Bhakti Vinod Thakur wrote them back that I am facing the trouble, the problems, that distance of the railway station from my house is very far. If I have to go to catch a train every day, like we have to catch the metro station, sector 13, we have to walk, we have to take a rickshaw. Similarly, Bhakti Vinod Thakur mentioned that for joining my deputy magistrate position, I have to waste various hours in traveling and going from my house to the railway station to catch a train. Britishers said, oh, only this is the problem. Very simple. We will bring train to your house. We will bring
Can it happen with you? That metro station is very far from my house. So government say, no, you are so important for me that I will bring metro station in your house. Can it happen with you? No. Think of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, deputy magistrate. And similarly, at the same time, he was the president for the Jagannath Puri temple in Orissa. Jagannath Puri temple, the president of the temple. Taking care of the two responsibilities. And the third responsibility of preaching movement. Preaching this philosophy to the Vaishnavas. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who came in Kaliyuga in the form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he says, Prithvite ache nagaradi gram sarvatra prachar hoibe mero naam. On the all the streets and the corner of the cities in the world, everywhere there should be the holy name of the Lord to be preached. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur was thinking, abhi kya kiya jaye so that I can preach this message to all around the world. So every day he used to sleep only 2 hours, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, only 2 hours in a day. And he prayed to the Lord, please Lord, provide me at least one son, so that he can preach to the entire world. Because I am busy with the grasta life. I have 13 children to take care of. I have wife, I have deputy magistrate position, I have temple president position of Lord Jagannath, I have so many other responsibilities of Vaishnava's preaching. But still, after this much, Bhakti Vinod Thakur started 65 Namhatta centers, alone person. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur was known as 7th Goswami because he founded out the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Mayapur. In coming week, next week, various people are going to Mayapur. In Mayapur is known as Mayapur only because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took birth in Mayapur. There is a very beautiful place called birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur prayed to Lord Jagannath. Lord Jagannath, you are the only Lord of this Kaliyuga. Please provide me one son. So by the mercy of Lord, wife got pregnant and about to deliver a baby. And they used to visit a temple called Vimala Devi temple. In Jagannath, there are two temples of deities, goddess. One is Lakshmi Ji, one is Vimala Devi. Vimala Devi is on the left side, which is the incarnation of goddess Parvati. And Lakshmi Ji on the right hand side. Whatever food comes to offer to the Lord Jagannath, first to be given to Parvati. Why? Why to be given to Parvati? There is a pastime about this Leela. That once Shivji was going, Narad Muni was going and preaching to the entire universes by chanting, Narayan, Narayan. How he was chanting? How he was chanting? So he was chanting like this. Narad Muni is a very great saint. He kept praying and chanting all the time the name of Lord Narayan. And he went to Goloka Dham where Krishna resides. And he saw in Dwaraka, Rukmani Ji is serving to Lord Dwarkadish. And Dwarkadish is having food. Narad Muni said, Prabhu, aap kha rahe hain aur mere liye kuch nahi? Dwarkadish replied, oh sorry, I have already finished. What can I give it to you? At least Prabhu, give me some Mahaprasad. All the devotees in the temple always want Mahaprasad, Mahaprasad. They kept running behind the devotees in the pujari team. Please give me, provide some Mahaprasad, Mahaprasad. So Narad Muni asked Lord Krishna, Dwarkadish, please provide me some Mahaprasad. So Krishna said, okay, some prasad in my fingers. You can take this. So Narad Muni took that prasad and started eating. Just by eating that prasad, Narad Muni started dancing. And he was showing Ashtasatvik Vikar in his body. He was crying, he was falling on the ground. And he was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Narad Muni was chanting, dancing, eating prasadam, relishing prasadam. Suddenly he reached where? To Lord Shiva's lok, Kailash. And Shivji was
meditating on Lord Sankarshan Krishna Balaram. And he just look after Narad Muni. Narad, you are my brother. We both are the sons of Lord Brahma. You are relishing and dancing something. What is that you are relishing and dancing? He said, you know, brother, Lord Shiva, today I went to Goloka Dham. Dwarkadish was having prasadam and I asked for some prasad, and Dwarkadish from his fingers gave me some Mahaprasad. Direct from the hands of Lord Narayan, I got Mahaprasad. Oh, that is the reason you are dancing. Okay. But you are not good brother, because you are not giving me. At least give me something. Narad Muni said, but it is already gone into my stomach. I can't provide you now. At least something. He said, no, nothing. Then Shiva looked very seriously. Oh, something on your lips. Still some Mahaprasad is there. Can you give me this? Lord Narad said, okay, if you can eat this, you can. Because Mahaprasad in Jagannath Puri, hum kahte hain, kabhi jhoota hi nahi hota hai. Jagannath Prasad kabhi jhoota nahi hota. Wo bhaktor ke mukh se lekar, he just started eating. Kisne le liya? Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva with his trishul started dancing. What? Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Oh, start dancing. Then when this Lord Shiva was dancing, you have seen the Nataraj form, Lord Shiva is dancing. People think that Shiva dances at the time of Pralaya. But actually the fact is Shiva is dancing when he take Mahaprasadam. That you see when Prabhuji starts doing Kirtan, when devotees take Mahaprasad in the temple hall, Hare Krishna, people keep chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. It is because the reason they are eating Mahaprasad regularly. If a newcomer comes to the temple because he has not taken Mahaprasadam, if you ask him to dance, he will say, I can't dance like stupid people. But once Mahaprasad goes into his mouth, next day he will also say, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. What is happening to me? I don't know. Because it's the mercy of Mahaprasadam. Prasad means Prabhu ke Sakshat Darshan. So this happened. Suddenly Parvati came running. My Lord Shiva, you are dancing so, and you're relishing this dance. Please provide me that mantra. What is that secret mantra? He said, sorry Parvati, I also get the remnants from the mouth of Lord Narad. Acha, then what will happen to me? I just go to Goloka Dham. Parvati went to Goloka Dham and said, Krishna, you are a cheater. You gave prasad to Narad Muni. You gave prasad to my husband Shiva. But for Parvati, nothing is there. वैसे भी माता जी थोड़ा ज्यादा नाराज होती है ना. पहुंच गया. एंड देन कृष्णा सेड, ओके पार्वती, डोंट वरी, इन कलयुगा व्हेन आई विल कम एज लॉर्ड जगन्नाथ, यू विल कम एज विमला देवी, एंड व्हाट एवर बीन ऑफर्ड टू मी फर्स्ट टू बी गिवन टू यू, ओनली टू देन इट विल बी गिवन टू डिवोटीज. सो इन जगन्नाथपुरी दिस इज अ routine. First it to be given to Lord Jagannath, after offering to be given to Vimala Devi, and then to the prasadam to the devotees. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he was staying just 15 flats away from Jagannath Puri temple. And there is a beautiful Gaudiya Math temple right now when you go to Odisha, where Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj was born. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur used to pray to Vimala Devi, please provide me son, please provide me son who can preach to the glories of Lord Jagannath. And one day son came to their house and they kept the name as Vimala Prasad. Vimala Devi ki kripa se aane wala Vimala Prasad. And one day when he was 5 years old and everybody was thinking that he will become a saint or not, Jagannath Rath Yatra was going on in front of the Bhakti Vinod Thakur's house. And suddenly Rath stopped for 3 days continuously. And Rath didn't move. Every pujaris and panda were astonished. What is happening? Why this Rath is not moving actually? So Bhakti Vinod Thakur said, I don't know. Might be Krishna has desired to stay in front of my house for 3 days. So everybody started offering garlands, food, prasadam to Lord Jagannath. Suddenly Bhakti Vinod Thakur's wife came with baby in her hands and offered Vimal Prasad on the lotus feet of Lord Jagannath. He was Deputy Magistrate who can stop her entering the Ratha of chariot of Lord Jagannath. Suddenly when she entered and prayed to Lord Jagannath, please make him a pure devotee. Please make him a pure devotee so that he can preach the message of Lord Jagannath entire universe. And suddenly one garland from the neck of Lord Jagannath fell and came into the neck of Bhakti Siddhant Maharaj, Vimala Prasad, Harivo! So that is the mercy from the very beginning Bhakti Siddhant Maharaj started getting. When he becomes 7 years old, he learned all the 700 shlokas of Bhagavad Gita at the age of?
Seven.
Anybody of you here remember 700 shlokas of Bhagavad Gita continuously kanthaste? Anybody? Bhakti Siddhant Maharaj at the age of 7, he learned all the 700 shlokas. And he used to preach that Bhagavad Gita in his school days. And later on, he became a philosopher, a speaker of a Vaishnava philosophy. And he produced astrological science also. And that is why his name was known as Surya Siddhant, Bhakti Siddhant. He gave the Siddhant of sun, philosophy of sun, the astronomical charts of sun, how sun moves into various zodiac signs. And he was perfect. He can see you and can tell you tomorrow it is going to happen to you. He was so learned man. And he went to his father Bhakti Vinod Thakur and said, Bhakti Vinod, Prabhu, my father, I want to become initiated into spiritual life. I need Diksha. Bhakti Vinod Thakur said, I cannot make you initiated. Why father? Because if I started initiating in my family, people will take that this parampara is a family parampara. It is not a siksha parampara. But our parampara, the Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy, is a siksha parampara. This education is coming from the teachers, not from fathers or forefathers. In generally, kya hota hai? Brahmana ka beta Brahman, Guru ka beta Guru. Chahe wo secret pita ho ya sharab pita ho. But it is not like in the case of Vedic philosophy. And for proving this, Bhakti Vinod Thakur said, if you want to get initiated, go to Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. And he is a renunciate. He stays in jungle. He doesn't wear anything. Just a small draping with one cloth, loyan cloth, cotton cloth. And he stays where there is a toilet. And he chants Hare Krishna 192 rounds. And he was absorbed in chanting Hare Krishna. Bhakti Siddhant Maharaj, Vimala Prasad, went to Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj and said, Maharaj, my father asked me to get initiation from you. Please provide me initiation. He said, who told you that I can initiate you? I am Anguta Chhap. I don't know anything about ABCD of English or Hindi. How can I initiate you? You are a scholar man. Go and ask your father why he is cheating with you. Then again he thought what to do. Again he went back to his father. Father said, no, he is testing you. Just prove yourself that you want to get initiated from a Vaishnava. Again Bhakti Siddhant Maharaj came next day. He said, please Prabhu, please Gurudev, please provide me Diksha, please provide me education, please provide me your association. I want to surrender. I want to
surrender.
Surrender means surrender. Under your lotus feet, I want to surrender. It is not, yes, I am surrendering to you. It is not surrender. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, I am surrendering to you, surrendering you. Whatever you say, I will follow. Whatever you say, I will do. That is called surrender. And today we will learn the symptoms of surrender. Various people come to ISKCON and say, first day when they hear a shloka, Sarvadharman parityajam mamekam sharanam vrajah aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshyasyami mashuchah. Abandon all religion and just surrender unto me. I will protect you, Krishna is saying. So people think, okay, if I am folding hands and saying Hare Krishna to Krishna, it means I am surrendered. No, sorry, you are wrong. Till the time you are not following the instructions written in Bhagavad Gita, you are not implementing the instructions of Bhagavad Gita, you are not surrendering to the devotees of Krishna, you are not surrendered. Krishna will not take you as surrendered. When Parvati asked Shiva, who is best among all the entire world to worship? Who is the worshipable among the entire universe? Then Shivji told to Parvati, Aradhana nam sarvesham Vishnu aradhana nam param tasmat partaram devi tadyanam samarchanam. Among all the demigods, Vishnu worship is the topmost. And more than the Vishnu's
worshipping, it is to be worshipping the Tadya Nam Samarchanam, the things related to the Lord Vishnu. Tadya Nam, Tadya Vastu. So what is attached to Krishna? The name of Krishna, Prasadam of Krishna, Shastras of Krishna, and the devotees of Krishna. So Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj says, my father said, don't come back home if you can't able to surrender to Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. Just please help me. Please provide me initiation. Make me your disciple, please. Gaur Kishore Babaji Maharaj said, disciple means to be in discipline. If you are disciplined, then you can become a disciple. Go, because I am not disciplined. I am living like a Babaji, sleeping on stones. I am not disciplined. How can I make you disciple? Again, he thought what to do. Next day he said, please Babaji Maharaj. Then Babaji Maharaj says, okay, I will initiate you, but I have to ask Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Oh, you can talk to Gauranga Mahaprabhu? Yes. Gauranga Mahaprabhu come in my dreams and he can tell me I should initiate you or not. Then Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj, okay, when should I come? Day after tomorrow, it will be okay. Okay. After 2 days, when Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj again went to Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Maharaj said, yes, again Vimala Prasad, you are here. Yes, I want initiation from you. Oh, you want initiation, but I forgot to ask Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Then Vimala Prasad said, okay, if you forget, then please ask now. He said, okay, just wait for some time. He started meditating. Then when he came back from his Dhyana Yoga, then he asked, what happened? What did Gauranga Mahaprabhu said? But Gaur Kishore Das Babaji replied that Gauranga Mahaprabhu said, no, you cannot become a teacher of Bhakti Siddhanta because he is learned and you are just anguta chap man. Then Vimal Prasad said, Maharaj, if you are not going to give me an initiation and making your disciple, I am going to die today. I am going to
die.
And when we ask you to surrender, you say, Prabhuji, I will die if you call me for surrendering to you. Just a replica, opposite of that. Vaishnava should be eager to surrender to the devotees, actually. Then Vimala Prasad said, Maharaj, I have decided now. You are not going to be initiate. You are not going to give me initiation, diksha. I am just going in the river and going to submerge. Then I am going to die, suicide. Then Gaur Kishore Babaji Maharaj said, okay, go and die. Then Vimala Prasad started running towards the river. Then Gaur Kishore Babaji Maharaj stopped him. Hey, look. Come here. I got your point. You are really a disciple. I will initiate you. Come, go and take bath in river Ganges and come back to me. Vimala Prasad went and took bath and came back running after taking a bath. And he said, from today, your name will be Varshabhanavi Daita Das Haribo. Varshabhanavi means? From Radharani this name is coming. And later on, for preaching purpose, he took the name as Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. And he was so scholar, that he used to say, Manasa deha geha jo kichu mora, arpitu toha pade nand kishora. Whatever belongs to me, I just want to offer it to you, Lord. Nothing belongs to me. When somebody from among you or from the devotee congregation from Dwarka gives some donations to the temple, they always say, Prabhuji, we have given something from our account. Actually, you are wrong. You are giving everything, you should give everything to the Lord and take something for you. Because, jo tera wo tujhko arpan, kya lage mera, tera tujhko arpan, na na. And that is why our temple is in sector 13, tera tujhko arpan, kya lage. So we have to understand that what do you mean by surrender. So we will not go in the depth history of Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj. There is a lot to speak about this scholarly man, scholarly personality. We can only pray. Ehi bar karuna karo Vaishnav Gosai. Oh Gosai, oh Goswami, you have control your senses and please bestow upon me your mercy so that I can also control my senses and I can surrender unto the Lord. Everybody pray. Just fold your hands and say, Ei bar karuna karo. वैष्णवा गोसाई पतिता पावन तुमा बिना कह नाई. Nobody is more fallen than me. Please provide your mercy to me. And we have to pray to Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj today. Whenever there is appearance and disappearance day of Vaishnavas, we have to pray. Because when there is appearance, the gates are open of mercy. Jiska birthday hota hai, usse aap kuch bhi mang sakte ho. Hari bol, Prabhuji, give me some party. He will say, oh, you can take party in Radisson or wherever. Pocket allow kare na kare, par bol to deta hai ek bar. Similarly, if Krishna want to give you blessings, if Vaishnavas want to give you blessings, the best day to take their blessings is their appearance and disappearance day. They can give blessings any day of the month, of the year, but on extra discounted mercies can be given on the day of appearance and disappearance. So today we will learn the symptoms of surrendering. So now we will coming to our topic. The first thing, how can we look ourselves, analyze ourselves, that are we surrendered to the Lord, to the devotees or not? First thing, acceptance of those things favorable to devotional service. Only those things to be taken in your life which are favorable for your spiritual life, which increases your bhakti, that thing will tell you that you are surrendered or not. Means Prabhuji, the devotee has to accept everything that is favorable for the service of the Lord. Things favorable for Krishna consciousness. First thing is prasadam, hari bol. First thing is
prasadam.
And that is why the most favorite prayer of all the devotees is Mahaprasade Govinde Namo Brahmane Vaishnave. And the most hated prayer of devotees is Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. The moment starts chanting of Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, devotees start sleeping. Oh, this is sleeping time, alarm clock for sleeping. And waking call, Mahaprasade Govinde. So prasadam is very, very important. The food which is offered to the Lord Krishna before you eat is known as prasadam. Second thing, can anybody tell me? What else? Favorable things for Krishna consciousness. Association of devotees. Okay. Anybody else? Books. Okay. And? Chanting. Naam japa. So you have to chant. Everybody sitting here, you have to start chanting the holy name. Kali Kale Naam Rupa Krishna Avatara. In Kali Yuga, if you really want to see Krishna, Krishna comes in the form of the holy name. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama eva kevalam. Kalo nasteva gatir anyatha. Only the chanting of the holy name. So which mantra to be chanted? These people will chant Hare Krishna. Piche wale logon ke liye Om Ganpate Namaha. Everybody has to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram,
Ram.
Iti sodakshaganamanam kalikalmashnashanam natparataropaya sarvavideshu drishyate. All the Vedas have shown only the 16 name mantra can deliver you from this Kali Yuga. If you really want to be anxiety free, distress free, just adapt Hare Krishna Mahamantra in your life. Third thing is Sadsanga, association of devotees. So check every day. Am I taking the association of devotees every day? Every day. Now I am not talking about Saturday and Sunday. Every day. If you are taking the association, Sadhu Sang, Sarva Sastra Kaye, Lava Matra Sadhu Sang, Sarva Siddhi Hoye. Sadhu Sang, association of devotees. Come to temple every day, at least for 15-20 minutes. If you can't come to temple, take temple with you at your home. Prabhuji, we are not Herculeus. We cannot lift temple and take to our home. At least you can take Krishna to your home. You can take Harinam to your home and start chanting this through this bead bag. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram. You can take small books from here, Bhagavad Gita, a small 10 rupee book, 20 rupee book, and can start reading at your house. How to read? Like we used to read in board examinations, make notes. Then only you can start reading Shastras. It not to be read at the time of sleeping. It's not a sleeping story. It's a waking story. To be read at the time of morning hours. To be read when you are fully conscious of what you are reading. Make notes. And the fourth thing is? Adhyanam of scriptures. Bhagavad Gita and Shastras. Books. So these four things. Books, association, chanting and prasadam. Can change your life actually. So these are favorable things for Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada used to say, on one side a person should cultivate Krishna consciousness, and on the other side he should try to give up all the bad habits. Both sides must be there if he wants to advance. Or not only one side, it should be both sides. Like when person was saying, I need a battery of X side. I need a battery of X side. So person said, okay, take this battery. No, I don't want this battery. I want battery on the both sides. He was giving a company name Exide. He said, he's saying Exide wala battery. I don't need Exide battery. I need both side battery. So it should be on the both sides. Unfavorable things to be given off. Favorable things to be taken off. And then chant Hare Krishna. Then only you can change your life at once. Just like when a person is diseased, the doctor prescribes some medicine. And at the same time, he instructs the patient in what to eat and what not to eat. That is the proper way of treatment. Like in diabetes, doctor asks you, take your medicines on time. Take your medicines on? So means chant your mantra on? It's not to be chanted at the night hours. Prabhuji, char mala pending hai bas. So diabetes badh jayegi. Subah, it can happen to you because you are not chanting on time. That medicine should be taken on time. Something should not be taken. Prabhuji, what should not be taken at the time of diabetes? I should not take? Kya nahi lena chahiye diabetes mein? Sugar or sweets or anything else? Somebody doctor here. Kya lena chahiye, kya nahi lena chahiye diabetes mein? Kya nahi lena chahiye? Chocolates. Anything which is made up of sweets, sugar, or kya karna chahiye? Fats, carbohydrates, rice, potatoes, starchy products, oily products, all should be avoided, which can increase your blood pressure and can increase your diabetes. Similarly, it is not that patient can eat whatever he likes, and if he simply takes the medicine, he will be cured. It's not like that. You keep chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. When you go back to your home, watching movies, wow. Which is the movie, latest movie? Mastani, Baji Rao Mastana. Mastani, kya hai? Baji Rao? Mastani, Mastana. Mastani, watching a movie. Prabhuji! You should also watch. What an amazing movie, Prabhuji. I am in well, Prabhuji. You should come in well, Prabhuji. I am well, Prabhuji. You will also become well, Prabhuji. It should not be like that. Prabhuji, 16 mala ka jab kiya, 3 ghanta picture dekha, hafte mein ek baar kya farak padta hai? Prabhuji, maine 7 din achha khana khaya, 1 din zeher piya, kya farak padta hai, Prabhuji? Kya padega? You will gone. Similarly, it is not that patient can eat whatever he likes and if he simply takes the medicine, he will be cured. No. Prabhuji mantra japte hai na, Sunday ko lecture mein aate hai na, Hindi bhi sunte, English bhi sunte, Prabhuji, aur kitna kare? Ye to kar rahe hai, karte rahiye, lekin jo nahi karna chahiye, usko chhod dijiye. Similarly, it is nonsense to think that you can do whatever you like and if you simply chant Hare Krishna, you will become spiritually advanced. Sorry, Hari Bol. Sorry to say. You cannot advance. I am taking Mahaprasadam on Sunday and I am taking alcohol on Monday. Will it work? No, it will not work. So what should not be taken? We just take the things. Rejection of unfavorable things from your life. So what should not be taken? Things unfavorable for Krishna consciousness. First is non-vegetarian items. Meat, fish, seafoods, eggs, onion, garlic. It's not written, but it's there. Things which are unfavorable for your Krishna consciousness. Intoxication. No intoxication means no alcohol, no drugs, no tobacco, no pan masala, and no tea, coffee. Prabhuji, marwa dala. Masala nikal diya apne hamara, kachuma nikal diya apne. Sab kuch to band kar diya, khayenge kya? There are lot many things. If you wait a devotee from ISKCON temple, and if you wait a normal person from outside of a temple, you will find the devotee's weight is higher than the temple other people. Because they are eating Mahaprasadam every day, very powerful. My weight when I was not full-time devotee, I was 60 kg. When I became full-time devotee, my weight is 78 kg. So, I stopped various things, but I am having many other things for increasing my Krishna consciousness. Gambling. Gambling means?
Horse race.
Prabhuji, we have never sat on the ghode. Stock market speculations. Casinos. Lotteries. Quick buck businesses. And also, gambling means watching the news coming on television channels and the newspapers. It is of no use. Prabhuji, how can you say newspaper is of no use? Newspaper is very useful. We come to know various news, what's going around in our world. You know, Prabhuji? Day before yesterday in Noida, a bank was bankrupted with 50 lakh rupees. What is going to harm me or you? It is a problem of policeman. It is not a problem of me and you. It will not help me in my profession. It will not help me in my health. It will not help me in my spiritual life. Why I am reading that stupid news? Why? And this material news will come automatically to you. You ask or not, that will come to you. Tsunami aaya hai Prabhuji, Chennai mein malum hai? Hame nahi malum, aapne bataya, thank you. Prabhuji, corruption ho gaya, aapko malum hai? Nahin, apne aap aata hai. But Prabhuji, today Bhagavad Gita class in afternoon, you know, there was lot many things told. Nobody will tell you. For that you have to go deep in studies. You have to be in the association of devotees. Nobody will tell you. This material news will come up to you. You read or not. I don't read newspapers since last 10 years. But I know what is happening. Jat people are fighting for 20% reservation. I know. How do I know? People tell me. But I tell them Krishna consciousness, which nobody tells them. So important is to read what can help us in Krishna consciousness. That is called no gambling actually. And illicit sex means extramarital sex, obscene films and the vulgar talks also. Even if you are talking, Prabhuji is laughing. Vulgar talks. Laughing. Hare Krishna. So if somebody is involved in this WhatsApp messages, vulgar talks and forwarding and downloading and all, so means that you are in the part of illicit sex relationships. So if you want to increase your Krishna consciousness, please try to minimize it as soon as possible. Before Kali Yuga kills you, you should kill and start firing. Why? Chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. Somebody asked Prabhupada, you people are driving cars, big cars, Mercedes, Rolls Royce. You are flying in aeroplanes. You are utilizing projectors, laptops, mobiles. How can you say that you people are renunciates? Prabhupada said, a devotee must reject everything unfavorable to spiritual progress. This is called? So you all can become renunciate if you stop these four things which we just discussed. We can become sannyasis in your house. Everybody can become sannyasi. Sannyasi doesn't mean changing the color of your clothes. Sannyasi means taking the mood of a renunciate by stopping these bad habits in your life. Interviewer to Srila Prabhupada, what does it mean practically to surrender unto Krishna? Somebody asked Prabhupada. Prabhupada replied, yes, surrender to Krishna means you have to accept things which is favorable for Krishna consciousness only. If you are accepting things which are favorable for Krishna consciousness only, that means you are surrendered to Krishna. Just like we restrict our students, no illicit sex, no gambling, no meat eating, no intoxication. If you surrender to this process, that is surrender to Krishna. Is it clear? Prabhupada asked to the interviewer. Just like a deceased patient, if he wants to enjoy life in his own whimsical way, he will continue his disease. But if he accepts the mode of life according to the directions of the physician, then he becomes free from diseases. How many of you think that you are suffering with the disease of a Kali Yuga? Distress, anxiety, tensions. Those who are not raising hands, please help me also. I am suffering actually. Aren't you people, those who are not raising hands, suffering? Everybody in this world is suffering with the disease of Kali Yuga. Distress, anxiety, tension, confusion, what to do, illusion. And this is a rules and regulations, if you follow, this is a solution for this. You can become anxiety free. You can become depression free. You can enjoy your life. You can relish. Paramananda Kanda Krishna Nam. Paramananda. Always. But for that you have to leave. Just like what happened, Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj used to tell a story. There was one man and one devotee was preaching him. Prabhuji, ये सब करेंगे ना तो नरक में जाएंगे. अच्छा, क्या करने से नरक में जाएंगे? शराब पिएंगे, जुआ खेलेंगे और मांसाहार का सेवन करेंगे और परस्त्री पुरुष संग करेंगे तो आप नरक में जाएंगे. अच्छा, ऐसा? ये जो सुरेन बाबू हैं, सुरेन बाबू फ्रॉम बंगाल, ये तो बहुत शराब पीते, ये कहां जाएंगे? खैर अरे, उनका तो पक्का है नरक में जाएंगे. अच्छा, और वो रमेश बाबू जो जुए की आदतों में मिक्स्ड है, हमेशा लगे रहते हैं, वो तो नरक में एकदम रजिस्टर्ड नाम, एकदम स्टैम्प्ड हो तो है ही है. अच्छा, और वो विनोद बाबू, अरे वो तो उस चक्कर में है ना, तो वो तो मतलब गए पूरा. अच्छा, देन दिस मैन सेड, देन इफ सुरेश बाबू इज गोइंग, if Ramesh Babu is going, if Vinod Babu is going, then what will I do going in Swarga? I will also go in Narka. So people think that Swarga is very relishable place, but it is very very difficult to survive in Narka. Day before yesterday I was reading Bhagavatam 5th canto, the chapter 26, explaining the 28 Narka, types of Narka. If you will read it, you will not sleep for 3 days if you are doing any sin. So many sins are registered there. Without thinking anything, just Yamdutas will pick you from your house. Sir, warrant issue ho chuke, chaliye. Time is over in your body. Come with me. Those people, those who drink alcohol, Yamdutas take them to the Narka and give them liquid molten form of iron into their mouths. Liquid form of iron into their mouths. Person who is involved in illicit relationships, they are given an iron lady with a hot on fire, and then they ask that person to embrace that girl, that lady, and he will cry, please leave me, I don't want this. When Prabhuji was saying, you were laughing. Now the time has come. For every action there is equal and opposite reaction. Whatever you sow, you have to reap it. The third point for surrendering is conviction that Krishna will give protection. This is the conviction. What is required? I will ask after this class the 6 points. Who can remember this? Third is conviction. What do you mean by conviction? Tell me. Belief. Belief, okay. Full faith. Full faith. Many others? Any others?
Blind belief. You don't have to ask anything. You just have to believe.
Yeah. It is not called as blind belief, it is called as philosophical belief. Blind belief means I can do anything with you. That is called blind belief. Prabhupada don't like blind believing. Prabhupada say, believe it philosophically, logically. Read Shastras and then believe. Don't become an emotional devotee, become a practical devotee. Read scriptures and then surrender unto Krishna. Because today if emotionally you are surrendering Krishna, tomorrow your things, your motives will not be fulfilled. Here you will go to Ganesha, then you will go to Sai Baba, then you will go to some other Jangali Baba and various other places. So read scriptures and then surrender logically, practically, philosophically. So conviction means that surrender to Krishna. A very beautiful story of Who is she?
Draupadi.
When there was a gambling among the Pandavas and Kauravas, Pandavas doesn't like it, but Kauravas are part of it. That is why they are negative characters in Mahabharata and Pandavas are positive characters in Mahabharata. But because of challenge was given that if you can't play with us, we will not accept you as a king. For that challenge, because they were various Kshatriyas, they have to be in the part of a gambling. And due to Shakuni, they all were winning the match. And at last, when nothing was in the hands of Yudhishthir, they asked Duryodhan, give me your good wife, Draupadi. And Pandavas can't do anything because they were losing the match. They said, okay, what can we do? Then Dushasan was ordered by Duryodhan, go and bring that lady Draupadi in front of all the court people. And Draupadi was dragged and brought in the front of the court. Dhritarashtra was sitting, Bhishma Pitama was sitting, and various other Kauravas were sitting. But nobody spoke anything in between because all were eating the salt of Duryodhan, Kauravas. If you eat, you have to be loyal. Loyalty means you cannot speak. And because of that reason, all were died in the battle of Mahabharata. That is the reason. So then Draupadi asked, now your turn has come, lady. Duryodhan said, start! Undress this woman! Take out her sari from the body! Separate it! Dushasan started, just pulling, and there was a lot and bunch of sari. Because before pulling, Draupadi went to whom? To Bhishma Pitama. And she said, please help me. Then she asked Dhritarashtra, please help me. But nobody says anything. Then she went to Pandavas, you are my husbands, five husbands. Please help me. They said, sorry, we lost you in this gambling match. Then she said, no problem. I can save myself with my hands because I am a Kshatrani. I am a lady Kshatriya. I can protect myself. And here Dushasan was trying to pull. And here Draupadi was holding with hands. Now, nobody was helping. If nobody helps, then where you have to surrender? Krishna. How you have to surrender? Gauranga Mahaprabhu is showing you how to surrender. Because when bank robbers come, they say, hands up! They say, hands up. And if you want to be protected, you say that, please don't fire. Then what you do? Just raise your hand, say, save me, don't fire. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that just raise your hands in front of Lord and say, please don't fire your material energy. Pull it away, take it away. Please save me. And then you have to raise your hands in that mode. And Draupadi in the same mode, just raised her hands. At the same time, Dwarkadhish Krishna was eating prasadam. And Dwarkadhish said, my devotee is calling. Rukmani said, oh Prabhu, every time, every second, this bell of this temple is ringing. Everybody is calling you for some other motives. And everybody, every time you go for your of these people help, can't you take some food? Arey bhai, bolte na, pet ke liye karta hai. Abhi Bhagwan hai, kuch to khaiye aap Prabhu. Then Krishna said, okay, and started eating again. Suddenly, Draupadi raised hands. First she was calling like, Krishna please come. This can't help you. Suddenly she said, my sari is going away. I am going away this body's image. No sharam, no laj, no other thing is separating me from Krishna. Krishna, now I am fully surrendering to you. And she raised her hand and said, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Suddenly Krishna came and provided the factory of sari. And Dushasan was thinking, what is happening? Sari which nari hai ki nari which sari hai? It is made up of a woman of a sari, or a sari is made up of a woman. I am not able to understand. And he fall unconscious there. He said, oh, amazing. Who protected? Huh?
Krishna.
Who will protect you?
Krishna.
Ah, Krishna. Krishna. Ah. Who will protect you?
Krishna.
Zor nahi hai. Who will protect you?
Krishna.
Krishna is the only savior of this entire world. He can only protect you. Nobody else can protect you. So why to wait for the ultimate time? The time has arrived. Just surrender now, today. So a devotee must be firmly convinced that Krishna will give him protection. No one else can actually give one protection. And similarly, the story of Prahlad Maharaj. Lord Narsingha came for whom? For you. For whom? At what age? 5 years. Various people ask this question. Prabhuji, I am 40 years old. Can I see Krishna? If Prahlad Maharaj at the age of 5 can see Krishna, why can't you at the age of 40 can see Krishna? You can see Krishna. Prabhuji, but that time was different. At that time Krishna can come. Today Krishna cannot come. Problem is not with the Krishna. Problem is with us. We are not like Prahlad. If we start calling Krishna with that conviction, Krishna will come actually. Can't Krishna can come? Can it come or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, he can come. Just you need a conviction. Narsingha Bhagwan came for Prahlad. Why? Because when Hiranyakashipu, father of Prahlad, was very badly treating his son Prahlad, just making him brutally, like murdering him with different obstacles in his life to stop him chanting Hare Krishna, because he was preaching and chanting Hare Krishna, Hiranyakashipu said to him, what have you learned till now, my son Prahlad? He said, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam, Shravanam Kirtanam Smaranam, Dasyam Sakhyam Archanam Vandanam, Atmanivedanam Sakhyam Atmanivedanam. I have learned this 9 devotional services. Prabhupada used to say, if you take 1 out of 9, you can make your life successful. Out of 9, only 1. Shravanam, hearing. Kirtanam, chanting or preaching. Smaranam, remembering Krishna. Archanam, you are praying for Krishna, worshipping Krishna. Vandanam, if you can do any of these 9 devotional practices, you can make your life successful. Hiranyakashipu asked, you always keep chanting the name of Vishnu, 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 Vishnu. You know Vishnu is my enemy. Vishnu cannot come in front of me. He is very small. I am Hiranyakashipu. Prahlada said, Father, Asur Varyam, you are among the demons, you are the great, I know. But in front of Krishna, you are very small. He is Vibhu and you are Anu. You are very small. Then Hiranyakashipu became angry. He said, where do your Vishnu resides? He said, everywhere. Ito Narsingho, tato Narsingho, yato yato yami tato Narsingho, bahe Narsingho, hidaye Narsingho, Narsingha madem sharanam prapade. Narsingha is everywhere, in my heart, outside of my body, in these walls, in this chair, everywhere. He said, oh, your Vishnu, your Krishna resides everywhere. Is he in these pillars also of my palace? Prahlad Maharaj said, yes, he is in the pillars also. In this pillar? Yes, in this pillar. Okay, no problem. He took out his sword and said, show me where is your Vishnu. The moment he just give a kick on the pillar, suddenly from the between the merge of the pillar, what happened? Who came? Narsingha Bhagwan. Tavakar kamala vare nakham adbhuta shringam dalita Hiranyakashipu tanu bringam keshavadhritaya narahari rupa Jaya Jagadish Hare, Jaya Jagadish Hare, Swami Jaya Jagadish Hare. Keshavadritaya Narahari Rupa, Jaya Jagadish Hare, Jaya Jagadish Hare, Swami Jaya Jagadish Hare. If Keshav can come for Prahlad, cannot he come for you? You just need to call him with conviction that Krishna, you are the only protector of my life. When Prahlad Maharaj offered prayer to Narasimha Dev, he said, "My dear Lord, world should not think that because a child has a father and mother, he has full protection. Father and mother cannot protect you. If Krishna did not protect a child cannot be protected even if he were to have thousands of fathers and mothers. It is not that a good physician or good medicine can protect one from disease. Suppose a rich man is suffering from some disease and he hires a first class physician and take first class medicines. Does it mean that his life is guaranteed? Yes or no? Yes. Somebody is saying yes. Suppose a rich man is suffering from some disease and he hires a first class physician and takes the first class medicine. Does it mean that his life is guaranteed? No. Who is he? Dhirubhai Ambani. Is he alive? No. He has gone. Despite the good medical treatment and a good supply of medicine, he may die. Even having the lots of money, having two sons, my boy can save me. Nobody can save you if Krishna doesn't want you. Srila Prabhupada explains. There may be many expert physicians treating a diseased man, but that is no guarantee that he will live. If Krishna so wills, a person will die despite the best physicians and the medicines. On the other hand, if Krishna is protecting us, we will survive even without the medical treatments. Yes. Even if you can't able to take medicines, if Krishna want to save you, Rakhe Krishna Mare Ke, Mare Krishna Rakhe Ke. If Krishna want to kill you, nobody can protect you. If Krishna want to protect you, nobody can kill you. Prahlad Maharaj continues. One may have a good ship, but this doesn't guarantee that he will not drown in the ocean. The Titanic, the biggest ship, if you do not protect it, may drown at any moment. Srila Prabhupada explains, nature offers so many difficulties and although scientists may try to invent something to check these difficulties in the struggle for existence. But unless Krishna gives one protection, one's inventions will be of no use. Shri Shri Rukmani Dwarkadish ki jai, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Maharani ki jai, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Patit Bhavan Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Now the fourth point, acceptance of the Lord as one's guardian or master. Think that Krishna is the only guardian or the only master of my life. Feel exclusively dependent on the mercy of the Lord. Like a small child, 2 year, 3 year, who take care of his fooding? Who take care of his clothing? Tell me. Parents. So if we think that our father is Krishna, who will take care of us? Krishna. Accept. The devotee must accept Krishna as his supreme maintainer and master. He must depend on Krishna only, considering him the only protector. The devotee must be firmly convinced that within the three worlds, he has no protector or maintainer other than Krishna. When one is fully surrendered to Krishna, he becomes happy, knowing that regardless of the situation, Krishna will protect him. He is just like a child who is fully surrendered to his mother, confident that she is there to protect him. The fifth point is, full self-surrender have no interest separate from the interest of the Lord. When you are surrendering means, you should have no ulterior motives, personal motives of your life. Jo Krishna ki iksha, wahi meri iksha. When you think like that, that means surrender. Krishna ki kya iksha? Ki sab baithkar katha sune. Everybody should hear. So those people, those who are hearing, sitting here, they are actually surrendered. Those are coming and moving and making noise, the angry hearers or the howl ears, hearers, they are actually not surrendered soul. they will get the mercy of Lord but later years of their life. But you people have surrendered, that is why you are hearing constantly, patiently. Thank you for hearing constantly and patiently. Self-surrender means remembering that one's activities and desires are not independent. What do you like? Dependency or independency? Independency. Okay, very nice. So I ask you one question. If a kite is connected to the thread, it goes up or down? Up. When it is disconnected from the thread, where does it go?
Down.
So when it is connected means dependent on the thread, it goes up. When it is disconnected means independent, it goes down. This society is going down nowadays because the reason we want to be independent. From the very beginning of life, our fathers, our parents, our teachers, our guardians, schools teach us, become independent. Become independent. This is the teaching which we get in our schools. But scriptures tell us what? Become
independent.
They want to depend, others want to independent. What?
Dependent.
On whom?
Krishna.
That is the thing. The devotee is completely dependent on Krishna and he acts and thinks as Krishna desires. The Supreme Personality of God had said, O Pratha, when a man gives up all varieties of desire for sense gratification which arises from mental concoction, and when his mind thus purified finds satisfaction in the self alone, then he is said to be in the pure transcendental consciousness. So how will you come to know what Krishna desires? Question arises. How will you come to know what Krishna wants? How can you become that I am accepting what Krishna wants? How can you know? How can you know? Question. Guru's instructions and Shastras. Okay, to purchase 100 rupees Bhagavad Gita, you come to know what Krishna wants. Is it so? Yes, no? Yes. Follow the shlokas. Can anybody himself become a doctor if purchase the MBBS books at home? You have to go to institutes. You have to read scriptures under the guidance of a bona fide guru, spiritual master or a teacher or a guide. Otherwise, scriptures will not help you actually. You will go here and there, you will read with your concoction, mental concoctions, and you will land up somewhere else. So you have to read scriptures under the guidance of a teacher. Paramhansa has no program for sense gratification. He is interested only in satisfying the senses of the Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate. Your bhakti will increase when you will serve the senses of the Lord instead of your own senses. You have eyes. What can you do with these eyes? You can see Lord. You have ears. What can you do with ears? You can hear Krishna Katha. You have nose. What can you do with your nose? You can smell the garlands of Lord. You have skin. What can you do with the skin? What can you do? Feel. What? Touch. Touch.
Vibration of
spiritual. Of other genders. Vibration of spiritual things. How can you feel? Touching the environment. Okay, the aura is there, you want to say. And the basic thing we can do from the skin, that we can chant. When we chant, when we rub the rosary, the mala, the japa mala on our hands and the fingers, that is the best utilization of your skin. When you embrace the devotees, when you do alingan of Vaishnava, then at the time you can purify your skin, senses. How can you purify your tongue? By chanting, and by eating, and by speaking about adult jokes. No? Krishna Katha. You can purify your tongue by speaking Krishna Katha. So you have to make param. You have all can become paramhansa. And the last point, I have not hold you for long, only 5 minutes more. Always feel oneself meek and
humble.
If you have these qualities, then you can think that you are surrendering, meek and humble. Tanadapi shuni chena tarorapi sahishna amani na man dena kirtanam sada hari. Tanadapi shuni chena. If you think yourself more humble than a blade of grass, if you think more tolerant than a tree, if you accept, if you give respect, irrespective of people respect you or not, at that particular time you can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Unless one is meek and humble, to make progress in spiritual life is very difficult. Is very
difficult.
With pride of your profession, with the pride of your education, with the pride of your designation, you can never become a good devotee. If you want to become a devotee, you have to come up of all these factors. You have to become meek and humble. His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was mentioning in his lecture, you can become a very big position in temple, like a temple president. Even you can become a guru. Even you can become a very big personality in ISKCON. But you cannot become devotee till the time you are not meek and humble. Krishna will not accept you. Krishna will not. Posters will accept you. Various temples will accept you. These people will accept you. Krishna will not. The most important quality. One should be very meek and humble in his personal transactions. And if he insults a Vaishnava, should be tolerant and not angry. So this is the last pastime I am going to discuss. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became angry at the time when Nityanand Prabhu and Haridas Thakur was preaching. And they, while preaching, they went up to one family, those who are Brahmanas. But due to intoxication, illicit sex, gambling and meat eating, they become Jagai and Madhai. Jagdananda Pandit become Jagai. They became so bad in characteristics that nobody want to stand in front of them. Every time they are drinking and throwing the pots of alcohol on the other people coming to them. Nityananda and Haridas went to their place and said, Jagai Madai, chant, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Jagai said, you want us to chant Hari Bol? Thrown a pot of alcohol on the head of Nityananda Prabhu and said, go away from here. You want to teach us how to chant Hare Krishna? We are Brahmanas by caste. Don't teach us. Go away. In intoxication mode, he said this. But Nityananda Prabhu started bleeding from his head. And Haridas Thakur looked and said, Prabhu, Jagai and Madhai are throwing pots on you. You are bleeding like anything. And he started running and went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, Mahaprabhu, they have done a very bad thing with Nityananda Prabhu. They have thrown a pot full of alcohol on the head of Nityananda Prabhu. Gauranga Mahaprabhu suddenly moved, started running and appeared in front of Jagai Madhai with his Sudarshan Chakra. Said, I will kill you. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanyaya Namine Gauritishe Namaha. Krishna came there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Sudarshan Chakra. I will kill you, Jagai and Madhai. Nityananda Prabhu said, Prabhu, leave them. They don't know what they are doing. And this incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not meant for killing. It's meant for killing the mentality. It's meant for killing the mentality. So, Krishna Varnam Tusa Krishnam Sangopangasta Parshadam Yagge Sankirtanam Praye Yajantehi Sumedasa. So this incarnation happened for killing the mentality of people. For killing the mentality of So if we want to kill the mentality, we have to, if we want to really want to surrender, we have to accept the symptoms of surrendering in our life. Take care. So what are the six things? Can you repeat? What are six things we discussed today to surrender? You can think that yes, I am surrendered. Yes, now I can think that I am surrendered. Oh, 2 points remaining in my surrendering. 1 point remaining. Last point, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, I am fully surrendered now. I can say, Sarva dharman parityajam mamekam sharanam raja aham tam sarva papebhyo mokshasyami mashuchah. Krishna, I am surrendered now. What are six symptoms? First, accepting which is favorable in Krishna consciousness. Second, rejecting unfavorable things in Krishna consciousness. Third, conviction. Krishna is my ultimate protector. Fourth,
acceptance of the Lord as one guardian.
Acceptance of the Lord as one's guardian. Fifth, one by one, it will become a fish market again. Huh? Full self surrender. How? Huh? Have no separate desires. Anna bilashita shunyam. I have no ulterior motive. Unalloyed devotional service. I have only one desire. Krishna, how will you become happy? Only one desire. And the last? Meek and humble. When you develop these six qualities, you can say, yes, I am surrendered. So we have to pray Vaishnav Thakur, His Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhant Maharaj, because Maharaj has given a philosophy and He has given the best soldier of His army, Srila Prabhupada, to us, through whom we are learning this science of Krishna consciousness. We have to thank on His appearance day that please provide me the power, the mercy, so that I can also become surrendered to Krishna and can go back to Godhead and can make my life successful. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.